Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, I'm Matt Edmondson, and welcome back to Not Another Love Song. You know the deal by now. 10 brand new songs co-written by me with 10 of my favourite artists, and all of them a little unusual. The songs, not the artists, I hasten to add. It's been good so far, hasn't it? We've suffered from hay fever, we've watched some box sets, we've had a workout, and then eaten some potatoes. What a day. I wonder what we have in store this episode. Let's get to it, shall we? This is Not Another Love Song. Right, full disclosure, I am not recording this in the lab for once. My incredibly glamorous life has taken me to a Holiday Inn in Bath, and I've had to take the key card out of the slot. You know when you go into a hotel room and you put the key card into a slot and it turns all the power on? I've had to take it out so it stops their air conditioning unit from buzzing whilst I try and record this in the corner of the room, which is where you and I are now. I've sort of bunched a load of cushions from the very uncomfortable sofa in this hotel room around a microphone, and I'm hoping for the best. Firstly, thank you as ever for returning to the podcast and for all the lovely feedback I've been having. It's been a joy to read some of the messages I've been sent via my Instagram page. If you're one of the people as well that's given the show a little review on the Apple Podcast app, or maybe sent it as a link to a mate, thank you so much. I really, really do appreciate it. As you may know, this is literally a one-man band. It's just me making the show in the dark in a very cheap hotel. And so it really is a massive morale booster to know the show is being enjoyed by so many people. So thanks if you've got involved in that. Right, enough gratitude from me. We need to crack on with this week's show, and it's a good one because it's another artist that I didn't really know before I started recording with them. But like some of the other guests, I sort of slid into their DMs and asked them if they wanted to do a song together. And they said yes, and my goodness, did we get on. So my guest today is Tom Walker. His entire energy was so friendly and warm. I honestly could have spent the entire day just chatting with him. He also delivered me the most incredible vocal you can imagine, and he added loads of harmonies and doubles. You know I love a harmony and a double, and he even chucked in some of his own guitar playing as well, which sounds fantastic on the final song. So Tom won Best Breakthrough Act of the Brits in 2019. He was also nominated that year for Best Single with this banger, Leave a Light On.
If you look into the distance, there's a house upon the hill, guiding like a lighthouse. It's a place where you'll be safe to feel our grace, cause we've all made mistakes. If you've lost your way, I'll leave the light on.
Now, I'll be honest, this track hugely inspired my production choices on the song that Tom and I write this episode, which you can hear in full at the end of the podcast. I am so excited for you to hear this one, and I'd also like to apologise up front to Tom and to you for the sheer volume of questions I ask about his hat. So, this is me and Tom catching up over Zoom. He was at home in his home studio, I was at home in the lab, and things started off very professionally.
Let me just put a phone on flight mode, because you never know.
Have you ever been on a flight and left it off just to see if anything happens?
I have, to be honest with you. I don't know if I should do that. I don't think it makes a difference, to be honest.
It can't do, can it?
I'd get it on the runway because maybe there's a bit of interference. But I think, you know, at 30,000 feet up, you're probably not going to get any signal anyway. So, you know.
I was on the London Underground recently, and I've noticed now you can get Wi-Fi on quite a lot of it. And people are starting to make phone calls on the underground.
Yeah, I seem to remember my manager getting quite annoyed about the fact that he can get emails on the tube now, because he was like, well, before it was like a little bit of peace, and now they just keep coming. It doesn't matter where you are underground. So I think hit and miss. I've still not managed to get connected to that Wi-Fi.
Well, it's probably better. I'm probably getting all of my data shared with absolutely everyone on the underground network.
You're probably being hacked while you can make your phone call.
But it's worth it to be able to post those sweet, sweet tweets. Whilst I'm underground. So it's a trade-off that I'm very happy with.
Exactly. If you can keep your social game up, it's worth all of it. When I first started writing songs, I used to just get on the tube and just sit there for like half a day and just kind of go round and round and write lyrics on my phone to like backing tracks that I'd made.
And were you writing them about people that had stepped onto the tube?
Not necessarily, but I just found that like continually moving and people getting on and off all the time, there was always something new that popped into your mind. Like, if there's anything this pandemic has taught me, is writing in the same studio every day in the same setting makes songwriting much harder.
I'm very jealous of your studio. I've seen you post about it on Instagram and I can see it behind you now. It's a nice space there. Am I right in thinking that you DIY'd that?
Well, I got a quote for like, it was something absolutely ridiculous. It was like the cost of a small house to do a tiny room and soundproof it. So I just kind of thought, well, I'm not really doing that much in lockdown. I need a space to work and I need it quickly as well. So I just went on Wix website basically with no knowledge whatsoever, ordered a bunch of plasterboard, loads of wood and loads of sound insulation, and just built a soundproof wall behind me. It was more just for the neighbours, because like, my voice is so loud. I might sing something 40 times in a row to make sure I'm getting it as good as I can get it. And I just thought that's going to get pretty tedious for the neighbour next door. So it seems to be working. I've not had any complaints yet, and I've been in for like 6 months now. So
I moved house during lockdown, and the room that I'm in now is quite good because it's very far away from our neighbours and from my wife, who used to go, all I can hear is bass, can you turn it down? Just reverberating through the building. But I decided when the first lockdown hit, I was like, right, I'm going to try and take this music production thing a bit more seriously. I'm going to get all of the gear despite having no idea. I thought, right, I'm going to buy some speakers. And a friend of mine who's a producer said, oh, these are the ones to get, and pointed them out by name. But they came in different sizes, which I didn't know. And so I just went on the website and I looked at the price and I was like, okay, so one's actually quite cheap, one's really expensive, and one's kind of middle. I'll go for the middle one.
Go for the middle one. Good choice.
And what I didn't realize was that the price is related to size.
Yeah.
And what I should have done is bought the smaller, cheaper ones, because they were an appropriate size for the room that I was in, which was like tiny. And I bought these ones that, honestly, I could host the Notting Hill Carnival.
Haven't you got a big pair of rockets in your studio? I've seen a picture on your Instagram. Yeah, they're like the bassiest speakers known to man.
They arrived in these two boxes, which are obviously even bigger than the speakers themselves. My wife was like, what have you ordered? It's like two washing machines turning out. What's arrived here? And I had to say, oh, no, these are the ones that I wanted. We've moved house to basically accommodate these giant speakers.
Don't change the speakers, just get a new house. That's what you need to do. Absolutely. Before me and Annie moved into this house, we've been together for 8 years, and it was the first time we'd ever lived just the two of us, because basically we've been saving up for this house for like an eternity. It was just so lovely when we moved in and finally had our own space. It's so good.
Who gets executive say on where things go?
Yeah, that's definitely Annie. She knows where stuff needs to go. I'm not very good at that, to be honest. Like, I can't stack a dishwasher properly. Never mind design a house so it looks nice.
Let's talk about the dishwasher.
Absolutely.
I reckon it's the catalyst for a lot of minor squabbles, because my belief is that everything's going to get wet and soapy in there. So it is going to come out clean. But Bryony feels that there's a very specific way things should be put
in. Can I just try and fit as much as humanly possible in the dishwasher and just hope for the best?
Same, I'm a crammer.
To be honest, we've inherited a dishwasher and like it's so broken. I went to somebody else's house and I slid their dishwasher out and it had all six wheels on it. And the motion of doing that, I was like, oh, wow. That's how broken my dishwasher is, because you have to like physically put all the plates and the dishes and the cutlery in, and then you have to lift it into the machine. There's no sliding action, there's lifting. And where you put the plates, all the little fork things that stick into the air, the right-hand side of those has collapsed, so there's only one side, so it's very hard to stack plates. And then because you have to lift them up into the machine, when you do that and you put it back down, everything just falls. So basically, it's the most broken dishwasher in the world, and it needs replacing. So we have to hand wash a lot of things anyway, to be honest.
We also, in our house move, inherited a dishwasher, and the little flap where you put the tablet in didn't open. The spring had gone. And so we had this mad thing where we'd start the dishwasher, put it on, and then we'd have to wait 10 minutes and then just throw it in and close the door. A couple of dishwasher-based questions. Knives pointing up or pointing down in the little knife-holding area?
In our dishwasher, you don't have a choice. You can only have it so the fork would be, like, the top end of it you eat with would be pointing into the air because it's only little tiny holes. So there's no option in my dishwasher to do
okay,
the other way.
Fine. Okay, that's good that it's made the decision for you because...
It's made it for... I like that. Yeah. I like decisions being made for me. That makes my life easier.
Yeah, that's one less thing to worry about, isn't it? Can I tell you another thing that took me an embarrassingly long time to discover?
Please do.
Dishwasher salt.
Oh, yes. So this is something I've also discovered this year. Yeah. Didn't know that was the thing.
I kept getting this weird crust on all the things coming out of the dishwasher. It was like spite coming back to the dishwasher. It was like it saying, if you're not going to put salt in me, I'm going to ruin everything you put in me.
If you don't stack me properly and put the salt in, this is what you're going to get, mate.
I'm sensing, by the way, Tom, that we're almost certainly going to write a song about a dishwasher in a second.
I'm sensing that as well, yeah. I've got a lot to say about dishwashers, to be fair.
It's riled both of us big time.
I know, I've got some anger stored deep inside about dishwashers, so yeah.
Let that trauma rise to the surface in a second. You've got a very nice hold photo on Zoom. I've only just seen that. It's a very nice beanie there.
That's from my Google account. That's one of my favourite beanies. That's the red wine, red beanie.
Is there a point in the year where the hat comes off?
Nah, I've rocked it all through summer. I feel like it's just like, honestly, I'll be honest, I've been wearing a beanie for so long that when I'm not wearing a beanie, it just feels like, I feel like I'm naked. We did some crazy gigs in France where it was like a seriously hot summer. I mean, we must have been pushing 35 degrees. It was like so hot and I was wearing a jacket and a beanie.
Why?
On stage.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Well, because I'm just so used to wearing that. That's kind of my look. Like when you see like a picture of me with a beanie, you're like, all right, that's him, isn't it? It's the guy who wears a beanie who sings about lights and stuff. That's, there he is. You know, so it's kind of just became the look by accident. Like,
how many do you have?
At least 200, I think.
Where are you keeping them?
I've literally got a box in the basement just full of beanies.
So you're wearing a beanie now.
Yes.
And that's fine because you're Tom Walker, the songwriter, right now.
Absolutely.
But when we finish recording, is the beanie coming off or is it staying on?
I wear a beanie in the house, even when no one's here. Like, I just always have a beanie on. Just all the time. I just really like beanies as well because they're just a lot, they're just, everything's so easy. You just get up in the morning, you put a hat on. There you go. No effort required. Like, it's so easy.
How early into the day is the beanie coming on?
I keep a selection of beanies, like, in my room and I'll probably...
Don't say on the bedside table.
Not on the bedside table, no, but on the chest of drawers that, you know, have, like, all my pants and socks in. Basically, if I'm putting jeans on, I'll be putting a beanie on. That's how it kind of works. If I'm taking the time to put trousers on, then I'll be putting a beanie on.
So normal day, I'm just trying to get a sense of how committed you are here.
Yeah.
Normal day, you're waking up.
I'll probably wake up, have a shower, dry myself off, immediately put jeans on, put a hat on, and then get on with my day. That's it, really.
And then at what point is it coming off?
Honestly, if I could sleep in it, I probably would, but Annie tells me off. She's like, you're in bed, take your beanie off. That's happened
take
on many an occasion.
Off.
I just kind of forget that. I'm kind of forget that I'm wearing it, to be honest.
If you're sat there watching a box set in the evening, you've got a beanie on.
Yeah, yeah. For sure.
Does your head never get itchy?
I think I'm way past the point of itchy heads. I think my head's just numb now, you know what I mean? I've been wearing the hat for so long, like, I don't even know if it's on my head or not. You know, it could be there, it might not be. I don't know. It's just, it's been there for such a long time. It's a part of me now.
But when did it start? I don't want to call it an addiction or a habit, but I am going to.
You think I've got a full-on problem, don't you?
I think this is beyond just a man wearing a hat. Because
do you think?
I feel like in the Leave a Light On video, and correct me if I'm wrong, I might have to look it up in a second, I don't think you're wearing a beanie in that.
No, I wasn't wearing a beanie back then.
When did you get your first hit of it?
I think I did like a photo shoot and we were trying to do a different look because there's only so much you can do with the same thing. So we were like, well, why don't we try a beanie? And then that one photo that's on my album cover, like that was the first time I'd ever put on a beanie for a shoot. And I just really like the look of it. And then it just kind of became a thing by accident.
But also it feels like your body has an amazing way of regulating its own temperature, which other people don't have.
Surprisingly, it just doesn't. I think I just get really hot and like have to deal with the consequences of being hot. I think that's the thing. Yeah.
Would you rather be a bit too hot or a bit too cold?
I'd rather be too cold, to be honest. Because if you're too cold, you can always put a jacket on. You can
always put another hat on.
You can always put a jacket on, or you can put a hat on, and you're golden. If you're too hot, all you can do is take your hat off, and I'm not taking the hat off. So I'd much prefer it be cold.
That's true. Well, listen, I admire your passion for it. It's absolutely incredible. I know deep down you want to write a love song to a beanie. I think it might be too specific. And also,
I agree.
I think it's something that, personally, you're going to need to work that one through on your own.
Yeah, that's going to take some special time for me to, you know, really work through my beanie trauma.
That's going to take some specialised therapy.
Years of very expensive professionals, yeah.
I put a beanie on again. We've discussed this, Tom.
I'm not hurting anyone.
But I do think that we've got to write a song about a dishwasher. And so if you're down for that, I'm down for it.
I'm down. What's the angle? Are we going at it like we hate dishwashers?
We'll figure that out in a second.
Okay, sweet. Always bring biscuits to a session. I never do this, but people who do it, it makes me happy. So if you're ever doing a writing session in person, always
bring
biscuits.
That's a great idea. I bring biscuits to meetings a lot when I go and pitch things, because part of my job is going and like trying to sell board games and TV shows and things. I always take snacks.
Yeah.
Because people tend to buy things once they've had some sugar.
We're just going to have to back up on that point a little minute now, because board games are like Annie's favourite thing in the world. So have you got access to like many a board game?
Yeah, if you need any board game advice, I'm your man. So I invent them.
What?
So I've got some that I release myself.
The thing is, I don't really like board games. Annie loves them and she hates me because I won't play board games with her. Apart from like, you know, maybe... Well, to be honest, I won't even play Monopoly with her anymore because it took 4 hours once and it ruined it for me.
It goes on forever, doesn't it?
I hate playing board games because Annie's insanely good at every single board game and I will lose every single time. Now, at the beginning, I didn't really mind that so much, but after 8 years of just getting absolutely slammed in every single board game you play with your missus, it just gets a bit old after time. Like, there's no beating her in pub quizzes, in board games, in card games. There's just no beating her. She's the master of them.
Oh,
is that your guitar?
I don't play any instruments, but I'm trying to learn guitar.
Oh, it's one of the most frustrating instruments to learn, isn't it?
Oh my God, my fingers are bleeding.
I know. It takes a while to build up the calluses.
I currently can only play a very bad D chord and a very bad A chord.
That's a good start. You only need one more and then you've got an Oasis song.
Do you find that you have to have a guitar to write?
I just find it's easier than just to learn the chords on the guitar and then write over that.
Should we start by having a little dishwasher brainstorm?
Absolutely, yeah.
It's sort of a love-hate thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Particularly with your dishwasher, there's been a breakdown in the relationship.
It's not functional, really. We could make it a love song where the person is just letting you down. I think that could work.
It's very confusing, isn't it? You don't know how to please it, if that makes sense.
I don't, because mine only has one button for all of its settings, and you have to figure out how that one button will change every single setting on the dishwasher.
There's something in the idea of, despite all of those flaws, I couldn't live without you.
I've got to say, you sound much more hopeful about your dishwasher than mine. I kind of want to rip it out and throw it into the garden and take a sledgehammer to it.
Is it a breakup song?
It could be time to end. Yeah, I think it is time for a change. A new dishwasher, a shiny one, which has wheels on it. If we can get the word sliding tray into a song, that'd be great.
There are no limits. Stacking's interesting.
Yeah, I like that.
As in, like, these feelings have been stacking up.
Yeah, big time.
You're looking for a clean break.
Oh, yeah. Oh, now we're cooking.
Twisting the knife in.
He's done this before.
If you were writing this as a breakup song or a song about having to let someone go, it might be that you've spent loads of time trying to make it work. But also, Tom, are you in some way to blame?
I might be. There might be certain aspects I'm overlooking here, but...
It takes two to tango.
Right.
And I think that you might be getting disappointing results from this dishwasher because you're stacking it badly.
Yeah, this is true. That is a fact. I'm not going to lie to you. One that Annie has brought up many times. I do not know how to stack a dishwasher and my spatial awareness is not great. I think we could get in there. I don't know how to give you space. That could be good.
Oh, that's great. Yes. Is this your first dishwasher?
No, we had one in the last flat.
Okay.
I mean, the sliding action on it was poor. Oh, it was great.
You're very fixated on the sliding here, aren't you?
Mate, are you trying to lift a full tray of dishes in and out of the dishwasher every time you want to use it?
That does sound very stressful.
It's a pain. It's a right pain.
Okay, so...
Oh, the wheels have come off is good. We could definitely use that in a song. 100%.
Yeah, I'm going to highlight that because I think that could be chorus line territory.
It's going to be a funny thing to explain to my mates. What did you do today? Wow, I wrote a song about a dishwasher. It's
what I was trying to get to before is when you moved house, there must have been sort of hope there, mustn't there?
I'll be honest, when we moved house, we hit the absolute jackpot. We inherited a tumble dryer. I've never had a tumble dryer before, ever. And that is an absolute game changer.
I've never had one. And we bought one 3 weeks ago. And Tom, it is a life changer.
Oh.
What was it like the first time you took a towel out of it?
Oh, so good. The thing is, we didn't have a bath in our last house either. So when we got this house, I had a bath and then got a nice warm towel out of the tumble dryer. And the combination of both of those things, I was like, right, this is it. I've peaked now. It's all downhill from here.
Our towels, honestly, it was like drying yourself with a Rivita. They used to be so sandpapery. Same towels went in the tumble dryer. It's like drying yourself with candy floss now.
Oh, candy floss. Yes, that definitely sounds better than a Rivita.
We're getting waylaid. You hate this dishwasher so much, we've started looking at other white goods. Okay, I think we should start writing it. I think there's a lot in there. For me, it's the dynamic of all the potential it could have. That first verse maybe is a kind of like, I was really looking forward to putting things inside you. Not that.
I think we might avoid that particular line. But I like the sentiment. Yeah, I like the sentiment. What if it was like the first verse was like we started off so well? You know what I mean? Because when we got into the house and I was like, oh my God, free dishwasher, like amazing, like absolutely buzzing, you know. But then very quickly the relationship started breaking down because I couldn't figure it out and, you know, it didn't work.
That's nice.
It started off so well. Da, da, da,
da, da, da. It started off so well, feels like one too many syllables for me. So like, it started well. How about that?
It started well. Yeah, that's cool. Before we went to hell.
What about like, I saw you sitting in the corner of the room, something like that? Let's put it in a space.
Sitting in the corner of the room.
And da, 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 da. What about like, and I could tell.
Yeah, and I could tell, that's good.
Okay, so we want something that rhymes with room, yeah, don't we?
But I could tell from day one we would, both of us were doomed or something.
Oh, what about like, how could I tell that it would end so soon? Something like that.
Oh yeah, that's good, yeah.
There you go. How could I tell you it would all be over soon? So you're going to have to break it to this dishwasher.
Oh, that things are coming to an end. Yeah, I like it.
Okay. Can you sing that to me so I can get...
Yeah, so do you want me to sing it on the guitar and then you can get an idea?
Why not?
Hang on, is that... Yeah, so it was... It started well. I saw you sitting in the corner of the room. How could I tell you that it'd be over soon? Yeah, I never dreamed.
Oh, yeah, I like that, yeah.
What about if we had, like, it was such a dream, and, like, have all how it started all well, and then we get to the pre, and then we're like, now it's a disaster. The tray's falling out.
So is there something about a spoon, as in, like, to spoon it? You could always take my big spoon. Out of curiosity, are you the big spoon or the little spoon?
I think I'm probably the big spoon. To be honest, though, when I'm in bed, I like to be... far apart, like when I'm sleeping anyway, like I like to be further from Annie as possible because she's like a furnace. She's like, she just gives off so much heat.
You've already got a beanie on. It's going to get too hot.
I'm wearing a beanie and waders and, you know, she's a furnace. It's not a good combo.
Okay, where do we want to go with this?
Do you want to rhyme dream or do you want to get a different rhyme for this second line?
My only wish.
Wish doesn't have that many good rhymes. That's all I will say. It's the four that have come up is fish, dish, swish, jellyfish, and cuttlefish.
Dish would be fine, but I think maybe it's too early, isn't it, to pull back and reveal. We should do like, my feelings have been stacking up here.
What about like, it's hard to say, my feelings have been stacking up.
And it's hard to say. My feelings have been stacking up and the only way.
Yeah, yeah, that's nice, yep. Maybe because you're in the way.
I think now is where we start bringing in the fact that it's a dishwasher, maybe.
Oh, cup, a dirty cup. I can't take another dirty...
Oh, what about I can't take another dirty look?
Yes, that's fantastic, Tom. Put it in. That's yeah. Great.
Yeah, right.
Well, it started well. I saw you sitting in the corner of the room. How could I tell you that it'd be over soon? Cause it's hard to say. But my feelings have been stacking up cause you're in the way. And I can't take another dirty look.
That's great. So a couple of tweaks there.
Sure.
So on the how could I tell, I think you can space that U so it doesn't come on the one. So I think you do how could I tell you it would be over soon.
All right, okay, yeah. How could I tell you it would be over soon? Yeah, it's hard to say. Like that?
Yeah, that's great.
It's kind of got a little bounce to it as well. I like that.
I like that.
Yeah, I've been told. Oh, da, 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 da.
Oh, what about? Because I feel mugged off.
Because I feel mugged off. Yeah, that's
having
cool.
Having to lift something up or...
mugged off, always lifting you up.
Yeah.
Tell me what's your function.
Tell me what's your reason for existing. Da 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 da. It could be leading to the next thing if you don't stop.
So it's like, because I'm feeling mugged off, always lifting you up. Tell me what's your reason for existing if you don't stop. Is that kind of it?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Leaving me so empty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's nice. Nice dishwasher pile like that.
Chances you've had plenty.
Oh, lovely, lovely. Chances you've had plenty.
Tell me why I'm feeling like I'm cleaning.
Oh, that's kind of cool. So it'd be like, it's not leaving me so empty. Chances you've had plenty. Tell me why you're feeling that the cleaning out my memories.
Yes.
And the wheels are slowly falling off. Or something like that for the chorus, maybe.
What if it's, I can feel the wheels slowly falling off.
I can feel the wheels slowly falling off.
You've twisted in the knife. You're ruining my life. Something like that.
You've twisted in the knife. You're ruining my life. You twisted in the knife. You're ruining my life. Oh, that's quality.
Yeah, that's good.
I think we want to change the rhyme here, really,
don't
we?
I think I need this break to be clean. Is quite a good way to end.
Yeah, I can see that. I can't take more of your frustration or some frustration. Can't take your lousy operation.
Yeah, it's more of your ineptitude, isn't it? But that's too many syllables. No one's ever used ineptitude in a song ever. I can't take much more of your... I'd quite like it to rhyme with clean. Should we see if we can find something?
Okay, clean.
What about, like, you promised you'd like make my life gleam.
But you're just a machine or something could be cool.
Oh, yes. That's great.
Oh, yeah, you promised you'll make my life complete, but you're just a machine.
This break needs to be clean.
This break needs to be clean.
Can you sing that chorus there and let's see where we get to?
So I can feel the wheels slowly falling off you. Twisted in the knife, you're ruining my life. Yeah, you promised me you'd make my life complete. Yeah, you're just a machine. This break needs to be clean. This da 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 da. Yeah.
What about, I think we've lost our sheen.
I think that'd be good because that's very dishwashery. I like that.
I think that's quite nice. Do you want to try it from the top just with the guitar and see how it
feels?
This
is where I always go wrong because I like remembering every section in a row is not my strong point.
So I think it starts with, it started well.
I saw you sitting in the corner of the room. How could I tell you would be over soon? It's hard to say. But my feelings have been stacking up cause you're in the way. And I can't take another dirty look. And what's this bit?
Cause I'm feeling mugged off.
Oh yeah. Yeah, cause I'm feeling mugged off. Always lifting you up. Tell me what's your reason for existing if you don't stop leaving me so empty. Chances you've had plenty. Tell me why I'm feeling like I'm cleaning out our memories. And then, oh God,
we
hear the wheels slowly falling off. You twisted in the knife, you're ruining my life, yeah. And you promised me you made my life complete.
but you're just a machine. This brightness to be clean. Yeah, I think we've lost our sheen.
It's great. That's really good. Obviously, what we want to do is get full mild distorted I Will Leave a Light On style power when that impact comes.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, when we finish writing it, I'll make sure I record it with full belting.
So we need to do a second verse.
Second verse.
I might do another loo break now.
I might as well, actually, yeah.
So let's do that. Let's have a loo break and we'll come back.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How great is Tom Walker, right? Now, as ever, Tom and I worked on the second verse and the bridge, and then I took the song off to work on the production. And as I mentioned before, I really studied one of Tom's songs, Leave a Light On, which I love. It was produced by Steve Mack, who's an amazing British producer. He's responsible for Shape of You by Ed Sheeran, Woman Like Me by Little Mix, Westlife's Flying Without Wings, one of the greatest songs of all time. And if I read out all the rest of the songs he's done, this podcast would be about 5 hours long. The guy's a legend, and I've barely scraped the surface there. So Steve, I hope I didn't rip you off too much, but I basically did. So onto this song, and the idea of the production, the kind of structure behind it, is to include very few elements for the verses. It's basically just piano and some background atmosphere sounds. Tom also recorded some lovely guitar for me, so I threw that in there too. So to begin with, it's pretty bare until the chorus hits, and that's when the bass and the drums both kick in. And it's really interesting to me that just holding back that bass in particular means that you get this really powerful, impactful chorus that lands in a big way, and we'll get to that in a second. But let's start with the verses. So I went for some pretty standard chords on a nice soft-sounding piano, but I also put in these two quite repetitive pedaled notes that just sort of cycle over and over. And maybe I went too deep on this, but the idea was that I wanted it to sound a bit like a machine that was repetitively going about its business. In this case, the business of washing dishes. Speaking of which, for the background atmosphere, I wanted something that did sound a bit like the white noise of a dishwasher kind of sloshing around. And so I used this big impact sound, and then I just chopped off the start of it. So that hard transient right at the beginning went, and I kept this nice sounding tail. And then to make that feel a bit more lush and airy, I chucked a load of reverb and delay on it. And it created a really nice background canvas for that piano to sit on. Then, as I built up to the chorus, I created some percussion elements. The first was from some sound effects that I found of broken glass, you know, in a dishwasher, you get glasses being cleaned in there. And the second was a recording that I made myself, again, just on my iPhone, of me jiggling my own cutlery tray from my own dishwasher up and down, trying to use it a bit like a shaker. And you'll hear more about that when I catch up with Tom in a minute. And with that glass smashing sound effect, one cool thing I thought I would try to help ramp us up into the chorus was to reverse that sound. Now, reversing sounds to kind of blend between sections of the song is quite a common technique. And once you notice it in one song, you'll end up noticing it in every single song. I mean, I've probably used some sort of reverse instrument in every song I've made for this entire project. Then it was about making the chorus really land. And aside from Tom's killer vocals, it is all about the impact of that bass. And I actually layered two different bass sounds that hit slightly different parts of the frequency spectrum. So one was going for those real lows, and then one was going more for the mid-range. On top of that bass, I layered up about, I must have been 6 or 7 different synth sounds, all working quite nicely together. And I also put in this random vocal chop just to add a bit of texture. So you get the idea. Sparse verse, busy chorus. I cannot wait for you to hear this one, and I was very excited about playing it back to Tom. How's life been since we last spoke? I'll be honest, I think about you a hell of a lot. And on the hottest of hot days,
yeah,
I have thought, has he got that hat on?
Right. Can I just show you this, though, right? And I've not planned this, because obviously you've just asked me this question out of nowhere. But look at this device that I've got, right?
Oh my God, what's this?
It's a fan necklace.
Oh, is it two fans?
It's two fans, right?
You're wearing it like a scarf. It's like a pair of headphones, but they're not going over your head. They're going around your neck.
Yeah. So I don't have air conditioning in my studio.
Sorry, are you wearing that in the studio?
I'm wearing that in the studio.
Keeping the hat on.
Yeah, absolutely. I told you I'll be buried in the hat, mate. Don't you worry about that.
Tom, you're crazy.
Legend has it there's a treasure map under here. Do you know what I mean?
I worry that 80% of this podcast is just two people talking about hats.
Yeah, I mean, you brought it up, man.
I know I did. I know, but I've been thinking about it a lot. It's really stuck with me, that has. Actually, so has the song. And I've got to thank you for delivering what you delivered to me. Because I don't know. When I started this, I didn't know what people were going to send me. But my God, Tom, you sent me... I mean, it was literally a studio quality recording because you're in your home studio.
Yeah.
But... the variety of takes you gave me left me further blown away by your voice and talent, so thank you.
No worries, thank you. I appreciate the compliment. How long ago was it when we recorded it?
I'll be honest, I can't remember. It was a little while, right?
It could have been 6 months or it could have been like 4 weeks as far as I'm concerned.
The whole thing with this project is a bit of a blur because I'm trying to squeeze it around my own life.
Yeah.
And as you know from making an album, I'm trying to make an album's worth of songs with... 10 different people, all different genres, and I don't fundamentally know what I'm doing. And so it's taking loads of time. But also, you know, you're all busy. I have to wait for all your availability.
End up taking your weekends up because he's like, yeah, I can do it on Sunday at 11 p.m. if you fancy that time slot.
Have you found yourself singing it around the house at all?
To be honest, in the last 6 months, I must have written like 80 songs, maybe more. I've just been writing nonstop. And since the world has opened up again and there's finally loads of stuff to write about.
I thought that sentence was going to end with, I've written 80 songs, but this one's the best. So I'm disappointed.
Did you? I can't. Well, that's kind of why I started saying that, because I'll be honest with you, I cannot remember what the song sounds like because I've written
fantastic.
That many songs. So it'll be good to hear it back. It'd be like the first time.
There's a couple of things that I've chucked in that you can look out for. I wanted some dishwasher noises in there. I thought that was worth getting.
Did you sample those yourself in the wild?
I did. I did a field recording in my house.
Nice.
I was trying to make a sort of tambourine / shaker.
Yeah.
By jangling the cutlery tray up and down. I learned a couple of things. Doesn't make a great shaker, and my rhythm's quite bad, but I can fix that in post.
I think shaker's the hardest instrument to play, though, if I'm to be honest with you, and the little egg shaker as well. People make it look so easy and sexy when they're doing it. I can't get that thing to be in time, and I've been trying for 10 years, so yeah, I can't even imagine the tray out the dishwasher.
Well, listen, if this song blows up, and I'm sure it will, because you know what, a lot of people have got a dishwasher, it's very relatable. Yeah. And you end up doing it at the gigs, I can be booked. I am very expensive to come along and shake a cutlery tray in time to the track.
I like it.
I'm going to send it your way now.
Okay, here we go.
say. But my feelings have been stacking up, cause you're in the way. And I can't take another dirty look. I'm feeling marked off, always lifting you up. Tell me what's your reason for existing if you don't stop leaving me so empty. Chances you've had plenty. Tell me why I'm feeling like I'm cleaning out our memories. I can feel the wheels slowly falling off. You've twisted in the night. You're ruining my life. You promised me you'd make my soul complete, but you're just a machine. This break needs to be clean. I think we've lost our sheen. It's such a shame that I'm gonna have to let you go, but I share the blame too. Cause I need you to know that I'll care for you, but you always seem to let me down, and you know it's true that we'll never turn this mess around. I'm feeling mugged off, always lifting you up. Tell me what's your reason for existing if you don't stop. I can feel the wheels slowly falling off. You've twisted in the night. You're ruining my life. You promised me you'd make my soul complete, but you're just a machine. This break needs to be clean. I think we've lost. I wish I'd miss you. Guess that's the issue. Cause I've been misusing you. We were can feel the wheels slowly falling off. You've twisted in the night. You're ruining my life. You promised me you'd make my soul complete, but you're just a machine. This break needs to be clean. I think we've lost our sheen.
It's not bad, that, to be fair.
It's all right, isn't it? I certainly think it's the best song I've heard about a dishwasher.
Yeah, well, 100%. That obviously goes without saying. You know, it could probably get into the chart, let's be honest. You know, we'll all have free dishwashers. Yeah, I actually quite like it.
Oh, thanks.
It's decent.
I was so obsessed with all of the oohs and ahs that you've done in the background. What a lovely touch. Thank you for those.
No worries. It sounds cool, man. It sounds sick. I like the kind of Massive Attack style drums in it. They're really cool.
Did you spot me on the old dishwasher tray?
I didn't actually, no. I didn't.
What? That's my starring role. It's the only live instrument I've played on the entire podcast.
It sounds like a proper song, you know, considering, again, it's about a dishwasher. So I think we've done well, mate.
Thank you so much to Tom Walker for delivering such a brilliant performance of that song. I think out of all of the songs on this project, it's the one that if you heard it with zero context, you wouldn't necessarily know that it was about something silly. You certainly wouldn't know it was about a dishwasher, I don't think. And obviously, best of luck to Tom in getting a new dishwasher. I've got my fingers crossed for you, mate, that a new one is on the horizon. Now, before I tell you about next week's podcast, I actually wanted to touch on something that came up in conversation with Tom there, which is board games. So obviously, you know that this project, Not Another Love Song, is what kept me busy when the world went a little bit weird and we were in lockdowns. But I was also doing something else at the same time, which is I sort of accidentally set up a board games company, and we made three board games that are available to go out and buy. So they're in John Lewis, the department store, and they're also available on Amazon. There are three games, and I figured as we're kind of close to Christmas and maybe you might be looking for a stocking filler or a gift for yourself or for a loved one, you might be interested in the board games. You can skip forward if you're not. So there are three of them. One is called Answergrams, and it's a trivia game where you answer quiz questions, but you only write down the first letter of your answer, and you'll get five of those letters, which will seem random, but then you have to unscramble them to make a word. So it's like an anagram, or, you know, the countdown conundrum, but built into a really fun, very accessible trivia card game. I then got a game called Egg Slam, which I invented with my daughter Ivy. So she's five, and we played it all summer long, this game. It's basically Snap, but way, way better. And then the final game, which is my favourite, again, shouldn't have favourites, but it is a game called So Wrong It's Right. It actually got featured on This Morning in their Christmas gift guide, which was just the most amazing and unexpected thing. It's also, for the last month or so, been sitting within the top 10 of the best-selling games on Amazon. So people seem to be really enjoying it. I'm not going to give you the big sell on it, but it's really good. It's another trivia game, also with a bit of a twist, which is that there'll be one question, but five very silly ways of answering that question. It's the most fun I've ever had playing a board game. I play it with my friends all the time. And if that sounds like something you're interested in, go and have a look. The easiest way, actually, is to go and have a look on Instagram at the Board Games Company. It's at Format Games, run by Bryony, my wife. Go and say hi to her, and there you'll find links to all the games. But you're not here for that. You're here for songs. And we are halfway through the album. I'll be honest with you, I still haven't finished all the songs yet. So I'm hoping that time doesn't catch up with me. As ever, I want to say a massive thank you for listening. And if you haven't left a little review of the podcast, I know I keep wanging on about it, but it really helps. And I know I don't need to say this, but please keep recommending it to people. If you meet someone and they say, oh, I'm looking for a new podcast, tell them about this one. As ever, you can slide into my DMs on Instagram. As I said at the start, it's so lovely getting your messages. I am at Matthew Edmondson on there. And I will see you next week when my guest is the Ed Sheeran signed, Taylor Swift endorsed pop star Maisie Peters, who's actually the very first person that I recorded with for this entire project. The song is about Timothy Chalamet. It is amazing, and I cannot wait for you to hear it. I'll see you then.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.